I was a kid, I got an orange and a pencil. And I was thankful.
Family man, yeah. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Scott, I don't sound as bright and bushy as you do right now.
Bright-eyed and bushy.
What is up with you?
I don't know. It's Christmas time. Woohoo!
And I'm singing!
It's so tinsel! That's how I feel.
Awesome. Do you feel that? Because I'm not feeling it. I know I should be, but it seems more stressful than it used to be. I don't know what the deal is.
I think part of it is that the rest of my family that lives in the house with me is involved in a Christmas pageant, Christmas party thing. And so they're gone like every night for 4 or 5 hours this week because it's tech week and they're getting all ready and having dress rehearsals. Wow. And so I get to just hang out
with myself. Do whatever you want to do.
I know I should be doing lots of stuff, but my wife is so busy at the moment that she doesn't even register that there's anything else going on.
Oh, yeah.
Once this weekend's over, she's going to flip out and have like a million things for me to do.
What have you been doing this whole time?
I'm just trying to recuperate from Thanksgiving at the moment.
Is that it?
Yes. Still?
Yeah. Yeah. Have you been checking out the Yavle Goat Cam?
Not as much as I would like. I should have.
I find myself looking. I'm looking at it right now. Maybe because the picture is so good this year. But I think it's super interesting. I was podcasting the other night, and so we didn't finish up till about 9:40. So I have it kind of, as one of my windows. And so I clicked on it, and it was dark, not a person. I checked later. It was, I think, 2:50. In the morning there in Sweden, and I see the security guy inside the fence, and it was fascinating to me because I was just watching him. I mean, because there was like no one else. He forgot people could see him, and he's standing there, and all of a sudden he starts just like doing, like a football drill where you move your feet real fast, like just on his tiptoes, like in place, like
yes.
And he just, and he was kind of jumping up and down. I thought he's just trying to stay warm.
Yep.
And then he stopped and then he walked around again. And even last night, it was about that same time in the morning. Some guy's just walking around real slowly. And I'm thinking, what a job.
It's like punishment for them,
It probably is.
It was some guy who was like a special forces dude who has to guard the goat now because it's burned down so many times.
This is it could be like your boots weren't clean, so you're sent to the Russian front. They always say on Hogan's Heroes, you're going to the Russian front. So maybe the goat is I wish I had like a speaker that we could communicate back and forth and like, we're rooting against you.
That might be the oldest TV reference we've made on here. Hogan's Heroes. I guess Dick Van Dyke Show is older, but oh well.
It is older.
Hogan's Heroes feels really old to me because I actually did watch that one occasionally.
That's good. Did you see in the news that, remember, and I'll butcher the character's name, but he was the little Frenchman, LeBeau?
I don't know. From what?
Hogan's Heroes.
Oh, dude, I don't know any of their names.
Well, he was the little guy. He always wore a beret.
I know who you're talking about now.
He just died. He was the last remaining cast member. He was 96 years old. He was a Holocaust survivor. And I'm not going to get the details right, but I think he had like 10 plus siblings. And all but two or three of them did not survive the Holocaust, were killed in concentration camps.
Wow, and he was on a TV show that basically made light of concentration camps.
I know it. Yeah, I know it. So it was really, I mean, I don't know how you get past something like that, and you never do. But I thought it was interesting that, you know, in a world where everybody's a victim now, he just moved forward. You know, he didn't, even though it did define, I mean, his insides, he didn't stay there. And I just think that's kind of so different from today, where, you know, you would not. You're a victim forever now. So anyway, I didn't mean to get all serious on you. We were talking Hogan's Heroes. Do you still have any bucket list Christmas shows you need to watch?
I have a bunch of them now because we're, you know, like I said, we're all busy with, well, the rest of my family's all busy. So I've watched a couple, but.
You're like binge Christmasing?
Yeah, we'll have to watch all the specials at some point. I know it'll become like Christmas focus here pretty soon, but. Seriously, my wife's been so busy. This is the month where she gets crazy busy with her business, and they're doing this show, so it's crazy busy with that. And
I know.
And I'm supposed to be doing really important stuff, I know, but I just am not. So pray for me.
Well, we've, you know, I feel kind of stressed sometimes. My wife's like, well, which shows do we have to watch? I mean, which ones do we have? She's got a list. I'm like, does this feel like Christmas to you? We check it off the list. Yep. But my son was saying, and he was right. He said, you know, Dad, it used to be like there were never any new shows. Now there are like new shows all the time, you know, like they're adding ones. And so we'll watch one of those. And so there are more shows to watch now than there used to be.
Yeah, you but they all that? Stink. My wife and daughter have gotten into watching the Hallmark Christmas movies. And I mean, they must literally, I think they just use the same set. And change like one thing on each, you know, for each movie just to make it slightly different. And whatever 90s sitcom child star they can get to act in them is what is how they do it.
Yeah.
You know?
And, yeah.
And I mean, I try not to watch them, but I end up watching some of them anyway. There was one with, what's her name? The girl from the Wonder Years.
The Wonder Years. I didn't really watch that.
I didn't either.
I know who you're.
Winnie
Savage was the main guy, right?
Yeah, but Winnie, what's her name?
Winnie. I don't know. The Pooh.
That was her character's name.
Oh yeah.
And they didn't get married at the end. That was the worst ending of a TV show ever. I didn't even watch the show, and I'm still mad about the ending of that show. But anyway, she was on one of those Hallmark Christmas movies the other day. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's Winnie. But,
I think that's kind of fun, actually. I'm like, I know who that is. In fact, talking the exact same thing. We're watching one of those, and my wife and daughter, we have two TVs, so they kind of they start moving upstairs, like right around 8:30. We're going to go upstairs and watch Hallmark. And the boys, and we watch classics.
That's exactly our house, too.
But
except we watch like Die Hard and stuff.
So we were watching one of them, and there was this African-American lady on there, and I'm like, I know who that is. And she was like 50 now, but she was, did you used to watch the Cosby Show?
Sure.
Do you remember later on, they had, I can't remember what Lisa Bonet's name was in the show. She was kind of the odd girl.
Blanking on it.
Well, she had some college friends, and one of them was Charlene. And Charlene had a boyfriend named Lance, and she'd go, oh, Lance, you know, and she had that real thick, and I looked it up, and it was her. So
awesome.
You are right. You are right. They reuse those people. It used to be when you were, you couldn't be an actor anymore. You had to do Love Boat episodes, and
true.
Now you have to do Hallmark movies.
So what's your, like, favorite Christmas show or whatever that's not, like, all the normal ones,
you know,
I can give you an example if you want, but
okay. Give me an example.
Like the TV show Psych that was on the USA Network and still is awesome. And it's kind of a spoof of like detective shows.
And that's a Christmas show.
Well, no, they have a couple of Christmas episodes that are just hilarious. Yeah. One called The Polarizing Express, which is my favorite.
Yeah.
So
no, I mean, honestly, I don't have many of those, but I do watch like, usually every year we'll watch the Dick Van Dyke Christmas episodes like during lunch sometime, or we'll watch the Andy Griffith Christmas episode. And I'm trying to think if there are any, even though, you know, we have the Disney Plus, one that I really like is Hawkeye It's 6 or 7 episodes, and it's a Christmas theme. So it's kind of fun to watch. And
Hawkeye?
Yes. It's about, you know, Hawkeye, the Avenger Hawkeye.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I thought you were pulling deep, like, from way back in the annals of Christmas TV.
No. Okay. No, I was tempted to watch Santa Claus versus the Martians. Is that conquers the Martians?
Something like that.
I have seen it a couple times.
Yeah.
But you got to have it's got to be like Sunday afternoon where you have nothing on, or, you know, you can't watch in the evening. It's just too much of a waste of time.
If we weren't us, I'd say you needed to have a few beers in you before you watch that one. But because I saw that in high school.
But it is us. So.
I don't drink beer.
We could do a, you know how they do, I don't get it, but you know how they have people, you go to the internet and you watch somebody watching something.
Yes.
We should do that on this show. And then we could do little scenes where they go, "Hello, Borteg. We must go get the small human. Release Blurbag, the robot." And then we could just talk over it.
Do you think people would really want to watch us watching something else? I mean, it's hard enough to get people to listen to us do this.
I don't know. We'll leave that up to you guys. If you want us to run commentary on Santa Claus versus the Martians, please email me at familyman@familymanweb.com, or you know my text. You can text me at 574-253-1663. I appreciate you guys when you do that. Let me know who you are, because some of you guys will write me and say things, and I'm not sure who you are. So tell me who you are when you do. But that could be something big for us.
That could be a new viral holiday tradition. Yeah.
It could go viral. Oh, speaking of movies, Friday, we had a big moment at the Wilson House. Friday evening, we watched my son, Sam, as he was one of the animators on the Winged Feather Saga. They had the premiere, whatever you say, it's the premiere. They showed the first episode of a 6-episode series, and it was so much fun. We all went over to Ben's house and watched it on his big screen, his projection screen. It was really good. Did your kids ever, maybe I've already asked you this, Scott, did your kids ever read the Winged Feather series?
No, I asked them about it, and I think my wife had heard of it, but no one had read it yet. So we need to get on the stick and find this.
You should just watch it. You can watch it on YouTube, Winged Feather Saga, or you can download the Angel. I don't know if it's called Angel Studio app or Angel app. Maybe be careful, but Angel Studio app, maybe. Scott will look it up while I'm talking right here. But they really are kind of pushing people to watch it through their app just so they have a better idea, I guess, of who are watching it. And it was really good. You know, sometimes I'm a little skeptical of any thing that is not mainstream, because I think, you know, they don't have a huge budget. I think the budget for this 6-episode series is $5 million, which is still a chunk of change. But it was really good. It had amazing music, different than anything I've ever heard before. Andrew Peterson, the guy who sang Is He Worthy, that's the song, Is He Worthy, he sings this ballad, and it's just really a bard is singing it on the show. And it's just, the animation style is super different. It's very watercolorish, and I think the story's going to be good. It's got a little bit of a tingle moments, you know, where you kind of get that tingly feeling. I think Ike said, I felt a tingle 3 times during the show. I think it's going to be good. They're going to release an episode every couple weeks just to, I think, prolong it. They're still working on them like crazy, but it's really neat. In fact, I mean, this is the bragging part I probably shouldn't even say that because it sounds too braggy as a dad, and I don't know if Sam would want me, but they're going to keep him on. Usually they would let the animators go during the downtime, but they're going to keep him on just to retain him because he's doing such a good job. So that's the proud part of the dad.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that is. So you should check it out. Did you check that out?
Yeah, Scott? It's just angel.com.
Angel.com. And then you can get the app there and you can watch for free. You know, they want you to pay it forward. They'd like you to, when you watch it all, you know, pay $15 or something like that. so others can watch it for free, but you don't have to pay anything. We didn't pay anything, but it's really fun. It's really different. So there you go. And again, you can say Todd's son worked on that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of fun.
Looks cool.
So Scott, have you, speaking of Christmas as well, have you been working on Christmas gift ideas? I know your wife, we talked about this last time. She likes lists.
Yep. So yeah. I have not.
No, that's okay.
I'm just watching.
You got to do what she's.
All the packages come into our house and trying to find places to put them.
Isn't that amazing?
It's scary.
I mean, sometimes. I feel like a UPS or an Amazon truck comes at least 2 to 3 times a day to my house.
Yep.
It is. And I've made several Facebook market runs, you know, where I'm going to pick up something used from someone else. In fact, I got something in my car I need to move right now. And so it feels like it's piling up. It's piling up.
Do you remember the old days when people would, like, maybe your family did this, I don't know, where you'd like pick one day on a Saturday and like everybody would take a trip into town and go to the mall?
Yes.
And you'd have that one day. Okay, we're all going to split up and buy Christmas presents. And for the little ones, here's $20 to buy somebody a present.
I just remember my dad or maybe my mom, but I remember her taking us to G.C. Murphy's. I don't know if that was a chain, but it was in the Glendale Shopping Center in Broad Ripple, Indianapolis, Indiana. And we would each go separately. And I can remember coming home, you know, and saying, I spent $4 on everyone. And I can remember my brother saying he'd spent $7. And I'm thinking, wow. I can even remember some of those gifts. I can remember buying my brother like a rubber mouse that was, you know, small or something. Just, I remember going in that. It was, you know, it's one of those stores that would have a basement. Do you remember, like, you know, it'd have some set of stairs down into the basement. There are other ones like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and it was like all contained in there. Now my kids are like, you know, they want to spend serious money. And I'm like, you don't have to spend that much. You know, $5, that's good for a brother gift. And
my kids are rich, man. So they have more money than I. So they spend it. And they have nothing they have to spend it on. So they're like,
I know it.
I'm counting on my son to get me the guitar pedal that I want for my amp. I'm like, you know, you saw my list, right? Well, you can. He's like, yeah, I know, Dad. I got money.
Yeah, you're going to get a rubber mouse.
That would be cool, too.
Luke, if you're listening, that's what you want to go for.
Yes.
Well, this is the time where I start finding myself repeating these things like, well, you know, in Little House on the Prairie, they only got a penny, a tin cup, and a peppermint stick. And they were happy. Every year we would have this guy at church. He would stand up and goes, when I was a kid, I got an orange and a pencil. And he goes, and I was thankful. Bob Teeple. So every once in a while, I'll tell my kids that. Bob Teeple got an orange and a pencil. And I think it was last week or maybe the week before. My son, you know, I mean, on his list, he had like a pair of tennis shoes that were $400. Wow. And I'm like, what are we raising? You know, I'm like, he's not going to get those. Well, maybe I can get him used. You know, I'm like, no, we're not going to buy him even if we can get him used. I don't know. It makes me crazy.
It's a different world that we're living in now.
I know it. I know it. But I will say, Scott, you know, I was having one of those conversations with my wife. You know, one of those conversations.
Oh, boy.
You know, and I could tell my wife felt good after we talked because she was able to just share her heart. But it's amazing to me because I'm kind of a coaster, I guess. I didn't think I was a coaster. You know,
like one of those things you set a drink on.
Yeah. Yes. It's like a doormat mini version. No, but maybe I am, you know, where when I think things are good, maybe I relax until things get bad again.
We're all like that, Todd.
I know it, men. But you know, but it's like, it's spelled out for me. You know, we were talking to a mom who she was saying, you know, and she's got a good husband who loves God and loves the family, but he's just busy. He's just busy all the time doing his thing. And she said, like, you know, I just want him to talk to me. I just want him to be interested in what I'm interested in. You know, and by that, she doesn't mean he has to like everything she likes, but that she wants him to want to be with her and do things with her, you know, but he's just busy doing his thing. And sometimes I kind of feel like maybe that's me too. You know, my wife will say, I just need talking time. And to me, I feel like, you know, we talk, you know, we don't have, because we have so many kids and we have in-laws and all that stuff going on. And so I know what she means. She means, like she said about a week and a half ago, you know, I know we don't have time in the evening to go somewhere, but maybe at lunch, since I work from home, maybe at lunch sometime you could just say, hey, let's go over to the coffee shop and we could talk there. Well, it's been a week and a half and we still haven't done it, you know, because it sounds hard to me and things are good, you know. But I bring it up then when things are bad, I'll go, okay, let's go over to the coffee shop, you know, and she may say, no, I don't want to go right now, you know, because it feels like I'm reacting to it as opposed to wanting to do it. So dad, you know, if you're that dad who you can tell maybe your wife has given you those signals like, hey, stupid, you know, I don't feel like we do anything together. She may say that, and you could probably say, well, that's not true. We went and got a Christmas tree together the other day, remember? But maybe it's just because she feels that way. And I, you know, it's so easy. It's so easy, Scott. Have you ever noticed this? When you hear about some other guy, you think, what a schmuck. You know, why didn't he just do what his wife needs and love his wife? But when it's me, I'm like totally blind to it. I can't even see it.
So those little trips to the coffee shop, does anything good ever happen there for you? Or do you feel like you're about ready to have like a drive-by colonoscopy when you go there? Because
yes, that's exactly what they are for me. But that's the thing though, but because it's not for me, Scott. Have you ever, because I can remember, and I probably shared this before. One time we went to, and it was a nice restaurant, which we don't normally do. It's been lots of years ago. And she started sharing all these things, all these areas of where I was letting her down. And as she's sharing, I'm getting grumpier and grumpier. You know, I'm just feeling like I'm taking it, but I'm not, my attitude's changing. And she's like, what's wrong? And I said, well, you know, and I look at her and she seems like I can see the load lightening right now. You know, like she's getting happier. And I said, well, you know, you've said a lot of hard things. Those are heavy on me. And she goes, did you think it was about you? She goes, it's about us. And she was right on. I mean, but sometimes in those moments, I think it's about us. Again, I don't know, Scott, even after those times where she shares how you've let her down in 100 different ways, does she feel closer to you after it's over?
I don't know. I pretty much avoid those conversations at this point.
Because they are no fun. I know it. I hate them.
Yeah.
I hate them.
I think that's why in like, you know, our marriage, pre-marriage classes, they told us to have a weekly date night, which someday I want to teach a pre-marriage class just so I can say, that's wonderful. Have a kid and try that, you know?
Right. Yeah, kids,
you know, like it's nuts when you try and have that. But it is important. But I don't know anybody who does it, you know, all the time. So it's brutal. But when it gets to the point where your weekly date night becomes like a quarterly date night and it's just a download all her things that she's mad at you about, you probably ought to work on something, you know, finding somewhere, anywhere you can cram in some positive time together. Cause those little meetings, you start avoiding them like the plague. I don't want to do that. My wife used to bring that stuff up at like 11 or 12 o'clock at night when we'd go to bed and she just like, want to talk about the heaviest stuff at midnight. And I'm like, honey, I'm trying to let go of that stuff, not bring it up at midnight.
Yeah.
It's tough, man.
It is hard because it's like a ugly circle. You know, she needs to share, but it's going to be ugly. We don't want to hear it. So we avoid it. Then she needs to share more. Now she's mad, you know? And so now it's going to come out uglier. Why didn't you talk to me when it was, you know, and it is that. But I can tell almost immediately after we've talked, she feels different to me. And now I may be grumpy now, and now it's hard for me. And sometimes I'll send her back into that ugliness, you know, but I can tell immediately, like, she's softer, you know, and she feels lighter and she smiles. Not because anything changed, except that she was able to talk about it. And I don't know, it's a big deal. And so, Dad, you know, whether your wife goes on and on about it or not, because honestly, the mom we're talking about, I bet she doesn't go on and on about it because she's a pretty strong wife. She probably just, you know, sucks it up and goes on and does her life. And she's probably not mean to her husband about it, but she desperately wants her husband to be involved in her life. And I think how many of our wives desperately need us to be involved in their life. So maybe that, maybe, you know, in the, as you listen to this, this is December the 8th. Wow. Can't believe that. But maybe for the next, you know, weeks leading up to Christmas or the new year, maybe you make a concerted effort of just being available. You know, I know it sounds terrible. Like Scott and I were talking, you know, where they go up and watch the Hallmark show. Maybe we should say, hey, why don't you just stay down here and we'll watch it together? Or maybe, you know, you just go to bed a little bit earlier when your wife goes to bed, or you get up a little earlier when she gets up, and you just say, how's it going? And then just let her talk and don't take it personal, because again, it's not about you, Dad. It's about you as a husband and wife. I'm preaching to myself here. So anyway,
it's good.
Preaching. There you go. You still there, Scott?
I'm here, man.
Are you over there looking at the goat?
Nope. Okay. I can do that though. Okay. Now I'm looking at the goat.
No, I'm looking at the goat too. So anyway, well, hey Dad, I'm out of time. We're having our co-op Christmas party at our house, our homeschool co-op party here in just a few minutes. And I'm going to go get some things ready. Have a great weekend. You know, if you got lots of work to do, drop it. Again, spend a few minutes thinking about your wife's Christmas present or some things that you need to take care of. Like, I've got a thing that I need to take care of that I was assigned by my wife. It says, hey, could you take care of this? If your wife says, can you take care of this? You would be wise to take care of that, you know, because there's nothing better. I mean, does your wife ever say this, Scott? Hey, I mentioned you'd take care of this. Have you done that yet? And you're thinking in your head, well, it's not for another 2 weeks. But when she has to ask you and you go, no, I was going to, it sounds even as it comes out of my mouth, it sounds pretty lame.
I usually start wondering what she's talking about. And I know I'm in trouble then.
Did you say something? I don't remember. Yeah. And have a good Christmassy weekend. Do something fun, you know. I know we need to sleep around our Christmas tree. We try to do it early because otherwise it gets pushed out. But have a great week, Dad. And listen to your wife, even if it's no fun. And do it because you're the husband.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.